For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. $13 billion. That's how much Pennsylvania expects to get from the bipartisan infrastructure law, and rural communities don't want their needs overlooked.
We are a small community of 13,000, and just because we are small doesn't mean that our citizens aren't worth as much.
Jamie Kinder, mayor of Meadville, Pennsylvania, says the $12 million coming to the area will go to road resurfacing and is already helping with emergency services.
We have used that federal money. We bought a fire truck. That's what helped us be able to bring the EMS service into Meadville.
Ann Kinder says they're starting on a climate action plan to be ready for the future. A new report shows that compared to urban and cisgender adults, rural transgender adults are the least likely to feel supported by their families. Anya Supian has more.
Researchers at the University of Minnesota have found that nearly half of rural transgender adults don't feel emotionally supported by their families. And this isolation can lead to worse mental and physical health outcomes, according to Carrie Henning-Smith, one of the report's co-authors.
Support from family is integral. It's foundational to feeling loved and seen and supported. And so the differences that we found are really concerning to us.
Rural transgender people often also lack support in the community. Henning-Smith says that makes inclusive social services, like healthcare and gender-affirming community programs, even more important.
Thinking about ways to make sure that every individual feels like there's a safe space for them, particularly if their family is not accepting of them. That's really, really important.
I'm Anya Slepian.
It's time for summer travelers to explore America's weird and wondrous scenic byways, landscapes and landmarks, or routes that feature music, literature, and food. In Butler County, Ohio, visitors hit the Donut Trail, established 6 years ago and already visited by 35,000 people.
Why donuts? Well, Butler County actually has the highest concentration of independent-owned mom-and-pop donut shops in the Midwest.
Katherine Rawlinson with Travel Butler County says visitors to all 13 shops complete a passport and can exchange it for a Donut Trail t-shirt. Like many byways, the Donut Trail offers economic benefits for the whole community. Rawlinson says donut devotees have spent more than $7 million at local businesses.
It provides an experience that creates meaningful memories, and then it obviously benefits the other businesses and attractions around the county.
Finally, parades abound in June that celebrate Pride Month, commemorating the lives, accomplishments, and history of the members of the LGBTQ+ community. Check your local paper for Pride events near you. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.